be rescheduled for the third summit of regional leaders, which will this time consider, or rather gives an opportunity for regional leaders to review the political health of the organization and member states, the economic health of the region, and then give directives as to how, what initiatives they think should take in order to address whatever challenges that they have determined that we need to address. But in this particular case, now we have we are confronted with issues of we have to look at the issues of Mali, to review the situation in Mali. They are going to be briefed on the situation in Mali, but from two perspectives. There was a meeting of the Ministers of Foreign Affairs yesterday under the aegis of the ECOWAS Mediation and Security Council. And that meeting looked at the security situation in the region, particularly Mali, Guinea-Bissau, and then the countries that where elections are going to take place within the next couple of days. And in this context, we're talking about Mali itself, we're talking about Togo, and we're talking about Guinea-Conakry. They look at all this, and then suggestions coming from the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and indeed the reports of their peers, whom they mandated to handle these issues, particularly the situation in Mali, the situation in Guinea-Bissau, the president of Burkina Faso and the president of Nigeria. They're going to get reports from them. And on that basis, they can give directives as to what next we need to be doing.
Talking about the security situation, some strides have been made in Mali and I think Guinea-Bissau. What will these heads of state be looking at specifically with the progress that has been made about entrenching democracy and the elections that will be organized later this year?
Yeah, they're going to, like I said, they're going to be briefed by the peers. The president of Burkina Faso is going to, who, as you know, with his co-mediator, the president of Nigeria, has been actively involved in the process of dialogue to resolve the situation in the north of Mali. They will also be briefed on the preparations for elections on July 28th. And they will look at the challenges and then see what other additional proposals they need to make from a regional point of view to address the specifics that they identify at the level. And then see from what has come out from the fact-finding mission that went to some of these countries to see the preparations for the elections. The report of them will also form part of what the President of the Commission will be presenting to them. Now that is it, they can see what the preparations are for elections there and see the challenges that they will need to address at the highest level, which is the level of the authority.
Will they be also be looking at strengthening regional integration? Because they've been talking about this, communiques have been written, but there hasn't been a positive move forward. What should West Africans expect from the leaders in this area?
Yeah, during the last summit, they decided, the last summit in Yamoussoukro, they decided that they're going to expand the management of the commission from 9 to 15. The essence is to make sure that we increase capacity internally to be able to deal with the specific challenges that the commission is dealing with. Having operated the commission arrangement since 2007, said that I think it was time now to enlarge the commissionership so that we can now be more focused in terms of the thematic areas in which we're dealing with, so that we can be much more effective. And there's a proposal that is coming before them by the president of the commission to talk about how this should be delineated. And the proposal also will also talk about how this is going to be allocated to make sure there's inclusiveness and there's a greater sense of belonging by all states of the community, with the overall objective of making sure that we're much more effective in delivering on our mandate of bringing ECOWAS in terms of facilities, in terms of projects, in terms of program, bringing it closer to the people, being more effective in touching the lives of the people, and of course in the spirit of the ECOWAS vision of a citizen-driven community.
tell me, what other issues will these heads of state be looking at?
Basic issues of the political situation, the economic situation, based on the report of the president of the commission, which is going to present to them as to the economic health of the region. As you can imagine, the region has been making quite some impressive strides in terms of economic growth, 6.5%, far beyond any other community in Africa. And, of course, against the grain of what is happening elsewhere in the world, where the growth rate is about half of that. So we're making quite some impressive economic records. Those that he's going to present, and then we're going to look at the growth pattern. We're going to look at the challenges that that confront the region, and then they're going to make proposals to address whatever gaps that there are in order to make the region much more competitive globally and much more effective in delivering on development, so that people can have our welfare, so welfare of people can be improved, and people can have a greater sense of the value of the community.